Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Beautiful Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, ahead of a bunch of rain tomorrow, but mild temperatures. We like that after the deep freeze from a few weeks ago. Alex Rich from Y98 joins on a Wednesday. It happens to be a Wednesday. He's with us in the studio. How are you?
Always excited to be here, Mark.
I'm glad to hear that. I like the enthusiasm for sure.
Yeah.
Sue will have
you
got to
come
news.
Into this show optimistic.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's true.
So Ethan brought something to my attention. Alex, I don't know if you've seen this. I had not seen the video until I pulled up the Channel 5 coverage of this. Fred, did you see the brawl that took place at Sleuth?
I was at the game last night.
Wait a second, you were there? Did you cause the brawl?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was you, but...
So what happened? So they play, first of all, they play VCU, Virginia Commonwealth. They beat them. That's an important win.
Huge win.
For the Billikens. But then there's video after the game behind the VCU bench, and people are yelling and screaming at one another. There's men and women and pushing and shoving.
Yeah, it was like during there was like a stop and play, and then it kind of erupted.
It was like 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, it was actually during the game.
What was it about? During the game.
During the game.
Do we know anything about what happened?
We know that an old dude ended up really bloodied by the end of it, but besides that, I don't know how much news there
now,
is
look,
on how it started or anything.
I don't know, what has been said or not said, but I believe that VCU has a player from St. Louis on their team.
This is true.
And it looked like a lot of his family members were involved in the middle of the altercation. So, like, people with his jersey on, I think people around him were probably talking trash and whatnot, but he's a kid from St. Louis, so there was a large group there.
Well, he played his freshman year at SLU, and then they talked about it last night on the broadcast. He didn't have a scholarship, so he transferred to Southeast Missouri, and then he was one of the better players in conference, so he, you know, then transferred up to VCU. So, but yeah, this is a guy that did play for the Billikens, so that would make sense.
Yeah,
it did occur behind
I didn't know all that, but that was from the angle I saw. It looked like there was a lot of family members,
I just posted Corey Miller from Channel 5. When you do the search, he's got a pretty good video that is, he said, is an extended view of, he says, an extended look of my limited view, but it's still a pretty good view of what happened. It's mainly the one that I think I see out there in the Channel 5 used. So I just said on the X formerly Twitter, hey, somebody's got to know what this was all about. So we'll see if we get some reaction on either the YouTube channel or on social media, just because somebody's got to have the dirt, right?
There was, and I will say this too, this went really viral last night across all kinds of sports platforms, but I think that my favorite comment or caption on this, Barstool Sports saying, don't bother showing up to an Atlantic 10 basketball game if you're not willing to fight to the death for this stuff.
Right.
Now, let me take you from one brawl to another, because there was a political brawl last night, too, in the south suburbs of Chicago, South Holland, Illinois. One of the things that they're doing with this particular story is, if you Google this, you'll see them billing this woman, her name is Tiffany Henyard, as the worst mayor in America. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Slow down with that tag. We got some competition right here in St. Louis.
Yes, we do.
I think L.A. would like to get in on that whole deal as well.
Can she spell Eagles?
You know what? That's a good point, too. You got the Philadelphia mayor. Did you see people are having fun with that? There was somebody that made a cake.
Good.
Somebody made a cake that said, we're ready, and they spelled it wrong. So, but this was nuts, and I didn't pull the audio because you really can't hear much except for people yelling and screaming, but something happened, and then someone called the mayor the B word, rhymes with witch, and her boyfriend, maybe you can't blame him, hauled off on this guy, and it just got crazy. I always like a good city council meeting that gets violent.
Where
I think that's a good
at?
Thing for America. It's in South Holland, Illinois, which near Chicago.
Yes. That's a good thing for America. That's what Mark Reardon said.
I'm kidding. It's horrible.
Of course it is.
I mean, you look at this, and again, I don't know what happened behind the slew bench, but people got hot. I want to know the story there. But no, act civil. Right?
Yeah. Why is that so difficult?
Apparently it is. Anger issues. Look, I have this story, and I'm going to share this here, and it's a very serious story. I don't know if you read about it this morning, this road rage incident occurred that is just horrific.
Where?
In St. Louis, down right here. And it was a guy from Manchester that they finally arrested. But you got to hear this story because... I'll share my thoughts on this in a little bit, because I think it's an important, some of the messaging about that. But let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Ooh, we've got on this day in history, in this one, with a song that I love. On this day in history, 42 years ago, in 1983, this song by Marvin Gaye peaked at number 3.
Should have been a number 1. Mm-hmm.
Which is the whole point.
This is one of the best songs of the entire 80s.
I actually performed this song in college at a talent. It was Big Man on Campus talent show, and I performed for whatever reason. I felt like I wanted to go with Sexual Healing, so I did my rendition.
Is there any recording of that?
We could probably find it. Yeah.
How'd
I think you
could
YouTube it.
Did you win?
I won, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Then that's all you can ask for. You know what? I didn't look up what would beat it, and I should have. Yeah, but that was 42 years ago, 1983, number 3. I remember recording it off the radio on my jamba.
We used to do that.
On my boombox.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yes.
Yeah. These kids, they're so spoiled.
Would this song come on at like a party back in the day? Is this like, would the vibe just hit when this song came on? Mark,
now,
mostly I'm
looking at me.
I'm looking at you mostly, Mark.
I'm just telling you, like, this was the era that I actually was a disc jockey in a bar, and this was not necessarily one that I remember playing. Maybe I played it for a slow dance, but no, it was certainly a popular song. The vibe, the bass pattern, everything about this song is just cool.
Marvin Gaye
is cool,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, glad you refreshed our memory on that, Sue, for sure.
Good. And then on this day, 30 years ago, in 1995, was when the 49ers beat San Diego 49-26 in Super Bowl 29. The reason I'm bringing this up is because it made the 49ers the first team to win 5 Super Bowls. And, of course, Steve Young was MVP. It kind of takes you back to think of that. He threw for 6 touchdowns and broke Joe Montana's record. Now, of course, since then, they've lost that record to the Steelers and the Patriots, who've each won 6. Cowboys have won 5. Blech. New York Giants, Green Bay, Kansas City are next with 4 each.
5 coming up for one of those
teams.
Well,
we'll see. Mm-hmm. And the numbers are in, by the way, a record 58 million people watched the AFC Championship game between the Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday. Now, not as many folks turned in to watch the Eagles beat the Commanders, but they think part of that is because it's the early game.
It's the time. Yeah, no, of course.
And the early game just doesn't get as much viewership.
That number proves how the NFL, with the referees, totally fixed that game to make sure that the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl. There's no doubt in my mind that that's what happened.
There
right?
was way more attention on
hashtag
that,
sarcasm.
On that Chiefs-Bills game, though. I mean, I think even if that would have been the early one,
incredible number. 58 million?
That's crazy.
58 million people. The Super Bowl would be 120, probably double that, but still.
Yeah, we'll see. But they say that the NFC Championship game really only got 44.2, but is that horrible? Come on, right?
And it will be Burkhart and Tom Brady on the call for Fox. Yes, for the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady.
Have you not heard Tom Brady?
I haven't yet. I keep getting the Romo games, and I like Tony Romo.
I like Tony,
and
too.
I know people can't stand him. I think he's great.
Tony
Everything
Romo.
he says will happen. I do, too.
Brady's not as good as a broadcaster, but he knows that, he's trying to get better.
He's gotten much better as the years gone on.
I think he's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Has he?
Okay.
Yeah, no, he has.
I mean, it's bound to happen. He's got to get better.
They're not even, in my opinion, the best broadcast crew for Fox. I think Joe Davis and Greg Olson do a phenomenal job. But
I'm not a big Joe Davis guy. I don't get that guy. Man. No.
Love Joe Davis.
I know a lot of people love him as a player. Like, he does a lot of baseball, too, but he doesn't really.
I always feel like Greg Olson doesn't look like a real person.
Wait, I gotta look him up now. I can't think of who he is.
What do you mean by that?
Greg, he's a wax figure.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Fred, no, yeah, you just kind of look at me like, there's no way this guy's real.
No, I kind of get
he
that.
He could be AI.
Totally.
Look at that picture.
I think this guy has been a robot the whole time.
Alex,
I think you're right about that.
If you don't know what Greg Olson looks like, literally look this guy. The picture that Sue is looking at, it describes everything I'm saying.
We'll add it to the stream. We can get your guys' opinions on it.
Wow. Well, he's a robot. That's the answer to that. We've solved it. By the way, NFL viewership is down from last season. It's just the playoffs that kicked in that one particular record. All right, the world's most visited museum is the Louvre in Paris. You've been there, Fred?
No,
Alex?
I haven't.
I've not.
Oh. Well, Mark,
I have. Yeah, I've been there twice.
Well, here's what's fun. Last year, 8.7 million people visited it. That is so many. So they've decided, all right, we've got to renovate this place. And renovations have begun, and they're going to last for years. Like, we're talking about a decade. And as a result, they're taking the Mona Lisa, which is currently in a room with a bunch of other stuff, usually surrounded by people. And they're going to make their own room for the Mona Lisa. And this way, I personally think so, because, of course, they can have more security. But they'll have its own entrance, and they can make you pay more to see it.
Oh, really? It's a revenue generator.
Yep. They're going to just charge you to go in that particular room. It's going to have its own entrance. Of course. Now, besides the updates, they're also going to be expanding the Louvre, which is a six-figure undertaking. It's like 800-some-odd million dollars.
Oh, goodness.
And the last major update was in the 80s, and that's when that glass triangle was added and revealed. Hmm. So
yeah, see, that was extremely controversial because at the time,
people
thought, I mean, I think a lot of us have gotten used to it over the years, and it does, if you're there, and I've actually taken a really cool bike tour where you ride around the Louvre and
it's really
some of those parts. But it was controversial because it was more modern than everything else that was sitting there architecturally.
Exactly.
Right?
It was such a huge contrast, and a lot of people hated it. But if you're going to Paris and want to see that, get there now before
start
overcharging.
I call it the Louvre.
The Louvre.
Sue, you said 8 million people.
8.7.
To put that in perspective, you think the Cardinals used to draw 3 million a year for all of their home games, you know, 80 home games.
Yeah, that's a good
double
point,
that,
Fred. And
picture
add
all
some.
That and add some.
Yeah.
All that's going crazy. Through the Louvre in one year.
It's nuts. When you look at the Mona Lisa, it's like a sea of short people. And then you have to go to the back if you have any kind of height. And they just stay there and stare. So I don't know how they're going to do it in one room.
I like to go in there and spread like tomato sauce and stuff on the paint.
Well, I was going
to
say, they're probably adding an extra layer of security for it.
Well, you know what? In all seriousness, they may be.
They may.
Yeah,
you know, maybe they've got a security guy at the door there.
I think Sue's right about the revenue generator, though.
Oh, heck yeah. You need a special ticket now to see the Mona Lisa.
Oh, goodness.
Elon Musk just announced that X, formerly Twitter, has done a deal with Visa to create something called the X Money account. And this will mean X users could have digital wallets. So essentially, if Fred and I are both on X, it's almost like Venmo. We could send money between ourselves or buy things. I think it's a stroke of genius. You can essentially exchange money like you can with Venmo. It will allow for secure and instant funding to you and your X wallet. And they'll use Visa Direct to get it done. They're going to debut it this year. Of course, Elon Musk is going to somehow monetize that, or at least get you able to do that.
Does anyone else in the room, do you use any other services besides Venmo? Like, do you use PayPal? And
I have to accept a lot of payments because I'm out there, you know,
hustling,
doing my thing.
Because you're a whore. Yes, I get it. Yeah.
No, I'm playing gigs around town. So sometimes people do like. try to pay me on other stuff. It's weird.
PayPal,
like,
or Cash App.
Zelle or Cash App. It always sketches me out a little bit. Venmo seems like, you know, the most trusting. Apple Pay is great.
But that's a little different because Apple Pay is set up through your debit card
right,
or credit card.
It's not an option.
Yeah,
no, but you could just Apple Pay is super easy to send somebody money because you just literally text them, send this person.
Oh, you can do that with from your bank account?
Mark, try it. Pull up my name in your phone and say, send Alex $100, and it'll pop up
There's
Apple
no
Pay.
There's no way.
I'm
try
telling
it.
You.
Try it.
I'm okay. telling you.
This is for research.
I'm not doing $100.
For science.
I think
right
it does.
$2?
Or there's like a
Send Alex $5. Okay.
Did it work?
Nothing's happened. Should I just send
maybe.
Do you have to ask Siri?
You know the little drop-down arrow?
Have you ever used it before?
Siri. Siri's not responding.
Yeah, say Siri, send Alex Rich $5.
Okay, well,
and
it
should,
doing it
your Apple Pay should
I think you're
come right
this up.
Up,
by the way.
I can confirm that he's not.
I'll try it later.
Do you know
it's not
how
working.
Crazy you sound?
Well, it's not working right
you're
now.
You're off the mic just yelling, Siri!
Speaking of
Siri. Fred, you always do that.
I do.
You're like, Siri, text
every
whatever.
Every single message that I get from Fred says sent by Siri.
I know.
Every
it does. It does.
One.
Oh. But and it always says we'll thanks, show, yeah. too. It always He's got, like, do you have a signature? Because every time you send, I know the ones that you're sending via Siri. So it says, thanks, Fred. He even says that to me.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Speaking of crazy, Jackie on the YouTube does think that Alex is crazy. She does that says that Greg Olson does look like a real person.
Based on this photo.
That guy looks like he'd be a Saturday Night Live character.
Man, I got to figure out how to do this Apple Pay thing. Now I'm really...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me tell you something.
I wouldn't mind finishing the rest of the show.
You're hosting the rest of the show.
Okay. All right, you know how CVS and other places have been keeping more stuff behind locked shelves?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, CVS is testing a new system where you will be able to unlock these cabinets on your own through their app. But only if you're on their Wi-Fi. And this, of course, gives them all your data. So it's a data haul by them, but it's easy on the customer because you can pop and finally get the deodorant or whatever you want out of there without having to get somebody to unlock it.
That should not be legal.
I was.
How about we just unlock them to be in general?
Well, because people steal all that crap.
I had to
put it behind them.
I was at a grocery store the other day, and I had to get something, I don't know, like dryer sheets. And they were locked up.
That's
and
crazy.
So after the guy, you know, like 5 minutes later, he came down and slowly got the dryer sheets out.
It takes forever.
Complained about it because he couldn't keep loading the eggs in the, you know, where he was because he had come out me. Then after he left, I realized, hey, I need laundry detergent too, which was in the same thing, and I had to call him back.
Where was this? You really had
Schnucks.
At a grocery store?
Yeah. Dryer sheets were in the lot.
Same thing with Tide. You can't get to it. People steal it.
My question is, though, people steal it, but like, what's stopping them from stealing it after you hand it to them?
If they open it with the app, what does that somehow...
Well, see, then you could trace them, I guess, because they're on your Wi-Fi and you can trace them through the app. I don't really understand it. Mm.
I need to know, Fred, if it was the same guy that came back.
Oh yeah. I think it was only one guy.
That's awful.
The one guy for the whole store.
No. Did he say anything? Was he, like, surprised?
I apologized as he was walking down the aisle again.
Sorry for making you do your
job. There's
no
way that they can like that. Look, when I go to Vegas, Rick lives not too far. It's like a half mile from a CVS. And this is a nice area of Henderson, Nevada, right? And I am stunned. Now, I can see on the strip that they have stuff locked up, of course, down in Vegas. But in the suburbs in a very nice area, there was a stunning amount of stuff that was locked up. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
And the guy said, because I said, don't you just hate this? He's like, if I don't do it, everybody's going to steal everything.
Yeah, exactly. So you get caught.
Interesting.
Which also lends you to, which kind of is an ad for Tide, because that's what they have to lock up. All the other stuff's out there.
So I had, you know, along these lines, I had this thing that happened recently with Club Car Wash, because it used to be, I go back to when Club Car Wash was Tiger Express, right? It used to be in Columbia, Missouri. They had a couple of Tiger Expresses. Yeah. So I've been with them a long time and I have a membership, right? So this is where I have to admit more that I'm an elitist. With my fancy car, I have some electronics that do not allow, they put a window sticker in there, right?
Right.
So then when you pull up through the member lane, the gate opens, you get your car wash. So for me, it wasn't working because the electronics in my glass resist. So they gave me this card, right?
Okay.
And the card had the code on it. So for the last 3 years, I've literally been swiping the card. I hold it out my window, and I go in. Well, a few weeks ago, that didn't work. And I'm like, hey, guys, I've been doing this. And they tell me at the one that I go to in Fenton, they said, well, we're not allowing these anymore. We can put a door sticker in and you can come through the...
That's what I have.
Yeah, but then you can go through the non-member lane. Yep. Like, wait a second, I'm going to pay the non-member.
No,
that's not going to happen. But then I finally went to the... there's another location of Club Car Wash in Fenton.
You just open your door and they shoot it.
Yeah, Sue, I'm paying $35 for a membership so I can go through without waiting for
people. All that good stuff.
They wanted me to go through that lane, and I'm not going to do that and pay the membership. Yeah. So I got a guy at the other one, which is located right there off Bowles, and he was a great dude. And this kid, he looked at my card. He goes, oh, you're a Tiger Express member. I'm like, yeah. And he was actually giving me a level of customer service that I didn't expect. But I bring this story up because I told him, I'm like, look, I've had this card forever. I don't abuse it. And he goes, well, everyone else does.
Yeah.
So everybody gets the card, and then they hand it to someone else, and they screw it up for the people who aren't, you know,
pretty much
doing playing by the
pretty
rules.
Pretty much, I just go through the slow lane because I gave it up. And finally,
maybe what I should have done. But kudos to that kid that at that club.
Yes,
college,
who tried?
Because the other place was like, "Yep, that's the best I can do." I'm like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for the rain tomorrow. That's how I'm going to handle my car wash.
You and me both.
Cheaper that way, Fred.
Right. I get that. I totally do. And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact, and there will be music here, Mark, but not for a second here. Peter Frampton's "Baby, I Love Your Way" peaked at number 12 on the Billboard charts, and Leonard Skinner's "Free Bird" peaked at number 19. But when pop group Will to Power mashed them up and made a song, this song, "Baby, I Love Your Way" / "Free Bird," it became number one.
That is an amazing random fact, because I remember all of these songs. I don't remember how this one segues into
"Free
Bird." Oh,
wait, it's coming.
Okay. Coming here. Here we go. Listen to that. That's right. Now I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't remember any other damn thing that Will to Power did musically after this.
Yeah. And if you watch this video, it's so of the time. This came out in 1988. It's a woman with huge hair and a guy with a bad mustache on a motorcycle. It's perfect. And that's it for Sue's News.
All right, Sue. I'm going to go out with Marvin Gaye, though. I'm going out with the regular bumper music. We'll go out with "Sexual Healing." How does it sound?
I love it.
Alex Rich, hang out. We got much more to get to here in just a moment.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday afternoon, Stu Thomas in the room, the Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer, Alex Rich from Y98 visits on a Wednesday. I have some Simple Minds tickets to give away here in just a couple of minutes. I'm a little, you know, we were talking about concerts yesterday a little bit. Dave Matthews, Alex, coming back into town for the first time in a while at the amphitheater. But I'm a little surprised, maybe I'm just not paying close enough attention, that there haven't been some bigger concerts announced for this year.
Seems that way, right?
It does seem that way. Or, I mean, you're in a different demographic.
Well, I think we start to get to that point. I feel like February and March is about the time. Well, when do those first concerts concerts usually start happening at the amphitheater May.
But we have a few that are announced, and even they have some summer shows, but I feel like there's no like really, really big tours. Maybe I'm just not paying close enough attention.
Does it feel like there's not as many as there used to be years ago, too, that I feel like big name after big name every weekend would come through the amphitheater? I mean, yeah. They still do, but like, for example, you just said Dave. I mean, I love Dave Matthews. I've been to, I think, probably 13 or 14 Dave Matthews concerts, and he hasn't been here in at least it's 10 years.
It's probably maybe 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Right. Because I would go because Becky is a huge fan, but he's coming back. One of the questions that came up, Tim Summers, our music guy, and we were talking about this, why are a lot of acts, because they do, why are they skipping St. Louis? I don't really know the answer to that. But on this topic here, Simple Minds not skipping St. Louis. In fact, tickets for the show that are at the amphitheater on June 5th go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. But we got tickets right now if you'd like to go see Simple Minds, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And your caller number 2, we're going to make it real easy on Ethan here, 314-241-9797. You are a winner from 97.1 FM Talk. So, you know, I saw a soundbite I want to play to you here today, this morning, and I was rather stunned by it. You know, I said, Fred, you'll appreciate this. I sent a message to our friend Brian Ping from KNX in Los Angeles. And I guess I could have used Don't You Forget About Me, because the theme was, hey, we cover all this stuff. The fires were intense for 2 weeks. You know, we talked to Brian multiple times, and then a little rain comes and we forget about it. So I sent him a message last night saying, hey, I feel like I miss KNX. I was listening to you guys in the car all the time on my Alexa. And then, you know, things kind of just go away and we move on to other things. And I was just saying, how are things? And obviously things are still tough out there because of all of the, you know, the recovery, trying to get debris removed. They have a bill that is working its way through the legislature now to, I guess, cover some of the mortgage payments for some people.
And so, some people can't even get back to their property
well,
yet.
That's what I wanted to focus on here, because I saw this guy. Now, I think it's amazing because this guy actually is really calm when he is facing this as a police officer. And it looks like, to me, it looks like a military guy. Darn it, Fred. What did I label this thing? I'm having the worst day in finding, you know, audio here that I don't know where it is. I just saw it. Here it is. So there's a cop and there's a, I don't know if it's a National Guard person. The guy, well, you just listen to what his story is. He's just trying to see his home in the Palisades, I think.
And then after that, you're able to just go right in.
But why can't I just go now?
That's just my order, sir.
How long is the Orange Pass thing?
I got to, I'm not sure there's an expiration date or anything.
No, but there's a line.
I fully understand that, sir, but there's rules and protocols we got to follow.
All right, so the Orange Pass is what he was told he needed. You had to go up to this other area, get an Orange Pass. If you get your Orange Pass, then you can go see your house.
So it's January 27th?
Yes, sir.
I haven't been able to get to my house.
Yes, sir.
For 20 days.
I fully understand that.
And it's right down there. It's about 1 minute over there.
Yes, sir.
And here's my address.
Yeah, I fully understand that.
So you want me to go wait in line for 2 hours?
Sir,
that's what they're told. That's what we're told to advise, sir.
That's
the cop.
You
have to go down to where he's telling you, to zone 3, and then you get the pass. Once you get the pass, you're able to come up.
But there's like a mile wait to get into zone 3.
I understand, because there's all the people that are trying to get the passes. But right. That's what in order for you to get by, past this checkpoint, you need to get that pass.
Right, but President Trump and Mayor Bass said that we could go.
Trust me, I understand. I'm just telling you what we were advised by our command post. They're telling you the same thing. They were advised by their command
post. I'm not giving you guys a hard time.
No, I know.
And I appreciate your service. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We greatly appreciate it. But that's, unfortunately, one of the things that you have to do.
Okay.
Is go get a pass.
So I'm back, and it's now January 27th at 9:50 in the morning. And I have to go wait in a multi-hour, probably 5-hour line to get a pass to go to my house.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Yes, thank you for your service.
I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you.
Now, one thing I think we can all agree on here in the room is that I would have handled that situation exactly the same way in a calm voice like that guy
in
the car.
Funny. It wasn't the police officer's fault. They are following what they were told to do.
And that's what that guy understood.
And fortunately, that guy understood that, but man.
But I made the crack about myself because, look, it would be real easy to haul off and say, are you kidding? Look, he's 1 minute away from his home.
I know.
And I got to tell you, I know that there's issues here and they got to make sure that there's not looters. That is unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
It does sound really nuts. And it's not their fault. Whoever is coming up with that protocol is,
blame. They're worried about toxic
and I get it.
Chemicals. They're worried about a lot of different things.
It's just
a
bad situation.
It's terrible.
You can't get to your own house and then these poor people have to enforce that.
So I alluded to my my anger issues. Got anger issues over the years, right? I can be a little quick-tempered.
Sure.
But this is something I've actually tried to correct over the years. And I want to share this story from the Post-Dispatch because I do think it's important. And Sue, I've even told you about things that have happened, and you guys have like, don't do that. And I've backed off because it's not smart. And it took me a long time to realize that because, you know, a little burst of anger and emotion can really end up in some bad things. And that's what this story is about. So this is Katie Cole, who's the reporter at the Post, says it was a sunny fall morning in downtown St. Louis and Brian Stokes was on his way to the gym. That's when he saw the truck. It was cutting across lanes of traffic to get on to the highway ramp. Stokes honked his horn. The truck stopped, backed up, pulled in front of him. A man got out, pounded on the hood, walked toward the driver door. Stokes fumbled with the lock button. He doesn't remember being dragged out of the car. And Jake Ellinger of Manchester, he's described as John Jake Ellinger, was charged with first-degree assault and unlawful use of a weapon. Authorities say he broke Stokes' jaw, nose, and other facial bones, kicked him in the throat. This was all caught on video and shared publicly. And I guess, you know, the downtown St. Louis group that always is concerned about all the violence put that. I don't remember seeing the video for this. Does anyone remember seeing the video of this?
I don't either.
So I guess then they find out that here's the other thing. Okay, I just told you what the guy did, right? He broke his jaw, nose, and other facial bones. He kicked him in the throat. What's the proper charge for that particular crime?
Assault.
Assault, but battery, maybe?
Right, right. Okay.
It's battery.
This is the line from the story. Explain this one. This week, Ellinger pleaded guilty to attempted assault.
Are you kidding me?
But they say he faces 5 to 15 years in prison. How could you possibly get to attempted assault when the guy literally broke his face?
Thank you. And it's on video.
An attorney is going to have to explain that.
I assume that was pled down. And wasn't the guy he attacked... Was he a lawyer?
That's a good question.
I for some reason...
But tempted is quite the word to use.
Yeah.
Here's the other details, though, that really struck me. So this is a guy that has faced protection... Ellinger, the guy who is, you know, guilty here. He's faced protection orders from people claiming abuse. He was involved in a brawl outside of the Metro East nightclub with Cardinals players. Remember that? There was a story from a couple years ago.
This guy was part of that?
Yeah. He was sentenced to probation for slashing tires. Scores of creditors have sued him for unpaid bills. He was charged with assaulting a casino security guard months before the attack on Stokes. So he's a real stand-up guy, right? There's no doubt about that. And I guess...
Stokes is a lawyer.
Is he?
He's a local attorney at 701 Market Street.
Yeah, it says that. That's right. Okay, I got to it. He left to go to the gym. He was sitting in his car at a light near 64 West Ramp. That would be just down from where we are, where I pass, like, catty corner from Enterprise is what I'm envisioning, right? That's the ramp right there?
Well, let me think about that.
What was it?
I think it is.
Yeah, 701, Jim was sitting in the car. Yeah, it would have
probably
to be.
So it says a black pickup truck emblazoned with the logo of Roofing and Exterior Pros stopped at the light at Clark and 10th. Then cross multiple lanes of traffic and cut in front of Stokes to turn onto the ramp. This is behavior that I see on a regular basis in downtown St. Louis. I see stuff like this. We've talked about, and I'm not making this up. When I go home and I go down, you know, 14th Street and I go to Shoto, I stop at lights that are green because I don't know what people are going to do. So the lawyer dude says he doesn't remember exactly what happened, but there was a bystander that witnessed it and posted a screenshot from the video, and at some point there was another guy. This is a little confusing to me, but there was another guy driving a gold Range Rover that drove past. Ellinger got into his truck and chased him. He pulled alongside the SUV, pointed a gun out of his window, and said, "Do we have a problem?"
Jeez.
And then the driver of the Range Rover said he heard gunshots as he sped away. And this guy is charged with attempted assault. Maybe that's where the attempted assault comes from, right there. Stokes said he didn't see any of that. He remembered blood in his eyes. He couldn't see. Somehow he made his way to his office. He laid down with ice on his face, and the story says he got up, he went home, and just cried. He didn't know what had happened still. The next day, he hadn't called police, and then finally there was and this is weird, because the way that he found out about what had happened, because he didn't remember some of this, is that someone had posted that photo of the incident online, and one of his coworkers comes up to him and says, "I think this is what happened to you."
Oh my gosh. How about that
for a weird part of the story? So I don't know. That's just, and there are lessons there, because I think, you know, Fred is not the type of person I would be worried about in a situation like this. I don't envision Fred honking at someone and laying on the horn and shouting and, you know. Well, Fred, have you ever flipped the bird to anyone in your life? I don't think you have. Exactly. No.
But wait a minute. In this story, it sounds like Stokes, all he did was honk his horn. Just right. It wasn't like he doesn't say he was laying on it. He was rolling down windows. He just honked. And he was fumbling to try to get the car locked before this guy got to him.
And this guy is a violent predator. I think we're finding he should have probably been behind bars to begin with. But that is disgusting behavior, and it's a lesson. It really is. The last road rage incident that I had a few years ago kind of taught me. You know what? Let's not do that anymore.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to behave myself. I really am. We're coming back with more in a moment. Hang in there. Wednesday afternoon, pretty nice one in St. Louis, and I am noticing, I mentioned this a couple of days ago, you know, it is staying quite light later.
Yes.
We are getting into a period, we got a nice stretch of weather outside of tomorrow where it's going to rain quite a bit. Alex Rich, because you're on Y98, do you talk about the Anthony Mackie Captain America comments by any chance?
We leave that to Kevin. I'm not too versed on it.
Okay, so the new Captain America movie is going to come out, and it's not Chris Evans anymore. Ironically, Chris Evans was the wokest actor in any of these films because he's let his politics get out there on social media. It's pretty clear he's a left-wing lunatic. But Anthony Mackie, who is African-American, is now the new Captain America because you have to have, you know, the identity politics checked off with all the Marvel movies as well. You can't just have white people playing heroes. That is terrible, terrible, terrible. So Anthony Mackie says this. Check this out.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations. Like, it's about a man who keeps his word, who has honor, dignity, and integrity. Someone who is trustworthy and dependable.
Well, what I said yesterday is, and I agreed to not get into road rage incidents, but F you, Anthony Mackie. Are you kidding me? So if you Google this today, one of the things that was interesting about yesterday, because I did this as an experiment, there weren't a lot of publications that were covering what Anthony Mackie said. They were protecting him. Now the publications like Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, now they want to report on it because he's clarified his position, Sue. And it says, Anthony Mackie clarifies his viral Captain America comment. I'm a proud American. Sure you are. Let me be clear about this. I'm a proud American, and taking on the shield of a hero like Cap is the honor of a lifetime, Mackie wrote on Instagram. I have the utmost respect for those who serve and have served our country. Cap has universal characteristics that people all over the world can relate to. I'm sorry. That's not really an apology, and it's not a clarification. So the headline actually says he's clarified. What has he clarified? He hasn't clarified anything. I think he clarified that he's trying to cover his ass after making a public relations nightmare for Disney, because this isn't going to go away. All right. So when the movie comes out, for people who haven't heard about this, because, again, they're being shielded by most of the legacy in the mainstream media, there's a lot of folks out there. This would be called the Bud Light treatment for Captain America, because some of the folks out there on you know, social media have a lot of power and a lot of sway.
Yeah.
And when these things take off, especially when it becomes personal like this, it would not shock me at all. And I'm actually a little surprised that Trump hasn't weighed in on this, right? Because it seems something that's kind of right up his alley.
No, I understand what you're saying. I heard a longer bite this morning that Mark Cox played, and it's much more extensive. And I wonder what the rest of it was. I can't remember the whole thing. But the rest of it sounded better. That one part is terrible.
Well,
obviously.
What the Hollywood Reporter actually said that they could not find. They said clips of Mackie's comments online didn't reveal the exact question that he was answering, and they reached out to Marvel and Mackie for further clarification. But isn't it kind of clear that he says that? I mean, listen to what he says. How do you dance around this?
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations.
How is that confusing?
It's not good.
No. And he's trying to, again, he's trying to CYA at this point. I don't think it's going to work. We'll see. Look, that's going to be a big movie. They're going to make a lot of money because it's Disney, and most of the people in this country won't have any idea that Anthony Mackie hates the country, but we're going to try to spread the word and make sure people do know that. Alex, there's a great golf expo that's coming up this weekend, and we were supposed to do a virtual thing on Friday that I am maybe pulling out of because I'm worried about my back right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what you tell me.
Well, I know, and they're making fun of me here in the studio because they don't think I have an injury, even though I was in a lot of pain on Monday.
I don't know that you do.
Jacked up on muscle relaxers.
It is a contest.
Here's the thing. Right now, I actually feel good. I pulled out of pickleball and racquetball tonight. I was going to play pickleball last night because I don't want to aggravate it again.
You're saving it for the golf expo.
I'm saving it because I want to walk and not be in pain and carry my grandson probably tomorrow. I have one more day with him.
Well, if people want to get tickets and participate participate against me. I'll be playing, and they can go to the stlouisgolfexpo.com. It's basically the indoor golf league. They're bringing it to St. Louis, and they're going to have a little competition with people there at the Golf Expo. So,
yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
You know, when you lose to me, Mark, in golf, you can still walk around and look at some cool golf stuff.
Did you watch Tiger and Rory the other night?
I didn't. I missed it.
It was pretty cool. The only thing that wasn't cool about it, like, they had to wrap it up because they were going to a basketball game, and they have an overtime format in TGL, and it was basically, I think it was mainly closest to the pin, and it just was over. All of a sudden, it was like this big buildup, a great competition between Rory's team from Boston and then Tiger's team, and then, boom, it was over. Alex Rich, you have a great week.
We'll talk to you.
Great to see you. We're going to hang out in the next hour with our friend Curtis Houck, who is the managing editor of Newsbusters. We'll talk about Carolyn Leavitt in her first White House briefing, but a little personal angle with Curtis that I was unaware of. His battle with depression. We'll share some stories in the next hour.